You're listening to SBS News. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says he stands by the statements he's made about the hotel quarantine program after an inquiry into the botched operation heard the Commonwealth made offers to assist with ADF personnel, despite the Premier repeatedly saying military support was not on offer. His political opponents are accusing him of lying to the questions about why Victoria decided not to use the ADF. The quarantine failures in Victoria saw COVID-19 spread through the community, triggering Victoria's second wave. Hundreds of elderly people have died in aged care homes, and businesses have been devastated by restrictions the Victorian government says are necessary to bring the outbreak under control. Victorian Liberal MP Tim Smith told Sky News the emails put before the hotel quarantine inquiry show Daniel Andrews has lied.
Andrews told a parliamentary inquiry just some weeks ago that he recalled no such offer. Well, the man's a liar, Pete. The man is a liar. He's got, I mean, I don't know how he can just stand up there and just lie to the people of Victoria, lie to himself, lie to his own colleagues, who I think are tiring of him.
Premier Andrews was asked how his position could be correct when it directly contradicts the email trail.
That's entirely a matter that relates to a whole lot of detail, both within the email and beyond, that it's just not appropriate for me to get into. Others can seek to play games with this. I'm focused on getting this job done, and the statements I've made are accurate.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, told the inquiry he wasn't consulted about the use of private security guards at the quarantine hotels.
And no one asked you your opinion before private security were brought in?
No. Recognising that it was a decision made within hours and presumably without a recognition of some of these public health issues that we're all acutely aware of after the fact.
The heavy lockdown in Melbourne is continuing to bring cases down, and there are now fewer than 2,000 active cases in the state. Victoria recorded 42 new cases and 8 deaths, and Melbourne's fortnightly new case average has dropped below 50 infections. It needs to stay below that figure for Victoria to progress to the next phase of COVID-19 rules. Restrictions in regional Victoria loosen on Thursday, and Melburnians tempted to head to the regions face a fine of $5,000 if they're prosecuted. With some 25,000 Australians still stranded overseas, the federal government is calling for the cap on international arrivals to be lifted by 2,000 people per week. The current 4,000-person cap was introduced to try to prevent the hotel quarantine system being overwhelmed. Federal Labor is calling for evacuation flights, but the Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, says the states and territories need to accept more arrivals.
We want to make sure that we, as much as quarantine capacity allows us to do so, to get more Australians home. So I thank the Premiers for their forbearance. I've notified them that I want to see those additional 2,000 places enacted.
New South Wales has recorded 10 new coronavirus cases after a rise in testing rates. Health officials had previously raised concerns about low testing levels in the state over the past fortnight. And Queensland has recorded 0 new COVID-19 infections. It's the 4th consecutive day of no community transmission in the state. The Gold Coast theme park Dreamworld has reopened to visitors for the first time since the pandemic began. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.